Hey, good morning, and welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. This is Greg DeMay, lead pastor at the church, and Sunday is coming, friends. It's Friday, February 23. It's the season of Lent, and we're walking along with Jesus. This week, we've been focused on Jesus' model of how to be in the Word. When Jesus went into the wilderness, as recorded in Luke chapter 4, he didn't have much. No food, other than that which the desert provided. Little water, other than that which the desert provided. No books, no phone, no games. Only vast open spaces in the Judean wilderness to practice the presence of God and that which he carried within himself, the knowledge of God and the knowledge of the Word of God. He had those. When Satan tempted Jesus, Jesus had no other defense or weapon to ward off the attack other than the Word of God, scriptures, the book of Deuteronomy in particular, that Jesus carried within himself. Wouldn't it be amazing if each of us, friends, as followers of Jesus, carried the Word of God within us like our Savior did and could wield it and use it so winningly? My mom went through a healthy eating nutritional phase when I was a kid. One of her taglines from that season was, "You are what you eat." I remember that phrase on some public service announcements too. Basically, the idea is you put good food in your body, you get good physical results. Conversely, you eat a lot of junk food, you get junky results. And superficially, at least, there's some truth in that. On a spiritual level, as we eat the Word of God, an image that's used both in Isaiah and Revelation, by the way, take the scroll and eat it, get the Word of God inside you. As we imbibe God's Word, we typically become more godly. However, as I've grown older, I believe that it's even more true that, quote, "you are what's eating at you." Let me say it again. You are what's eating at you. The things that consume our thoughts, worries, and interest, the topics that our desires orbit around like planets around the sun, those are the things that eat at us, and they form us and shape us and come to define us. Now, what was eating at Jesus? Jesus was hungry to do the will of God. He was eager to figure out how to be the Messiah, the faithful and loyal Son of the Father. That's what was eating at him. That's what drove him into the desert to begin with. What's eating at you these days? And how is that shaping you, defining you, what you do day to day? Let's pray. Lord, I want to be hungry for the things that you're hungry for. I want the things that eat at you, God, to also eat at me and consume me. But most times, I confess, God, my desires revolve around my own petty little wants and wishes. So forgive me. Give me a new heart, a heart of flesh and not of stone, for Jesus' sake. Amen.